Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Mama Still Got It podcast. I'm Louise Boyce. I'm a mum, a model, pregnant with my third, actually 39 weeks pregnant. Thought it was a good idea to launch the podcast now, as you do. Really excited about our first ever podcast. It's about the Push It Out campaign, about honesty and maternity advertising. Today's guests, we have Kerry Northcott, mother to Ivy Coco, genuinely one of the funniest women out there on Instagram. If you don't follow her, do. Life with Ivy Coco. We have Sylvia Flute, pregnant model. We met via Instagram. And also Liz Day, who's parenting consultant with Mothercare. Got them all on the panel. Very excited. Let's just do this. Let's go straight into it. Enjoy, guys. Welcome, everybody, to the first Mama Still Got It podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So introducing the guests, we've got Kerry Northcott. Mother, that's how to say it, Northcott, right?
Northcott, but Northcott, I'll take it, yeah. All right. That's all right.
Northcott. Mother to Ivy Coco and genuinely one of the funniest women I've met on Instagram.
Thank you.
If you don't follow her already, do.
Yes.
Life with Ivy Coco.
And like all my pictures.
Like all her pictures, comment on everything. No, but genuinely brilliant, brilliant Instagram account and just and same person in real life.
Thank you.
Hence why you've been invited.
Thank you.
Sylvia Flute. Is that right?
Yeah, that's good enough.
I've been practicing.
Flute.
Sylvia is a fellow pregnant model. How many weeks are you now?
I am starting on my 37 week tomorrow.
So we're not actually that far apart.
No, I know.
You're a lot smaller than I am.
Well, first one.
True. Sylvia and I met via Instagram talking about the whole Push It Out campaign. We have lots of things in common when it comes to modelling and pregnancy. And so, yeah, it'd be good to have her on the panel. And she's obviously with me with the whole Push It Out. Now we have Liz Day, who is from Mothercare. Hello, Liz.
Hello.
And you are a parenting consultant. What does that mean?
That's maybe a tricky one to think about exactly how to answer that, because it just sounds as though you know a fair bit about parenting. Maybe I know a tiny weeny bit actually about it, but it's really to advise Mothercare on different issues and to look at opportunities that are really good to support and help pregnant women and also to families, and to look at how that reflects on the brand as well. So trying to do the best thing and work with different professionals, to work with different influencers, and also to just think, you know, is this something that is a good thing for us to be doing?
Well, that sounds awesome. I think we could all... Actually, I looked at one of your YouTube videos last night, like you taught me some things I didn't know about. This is my third child.
Which one was that were you watching?
Like the most basic thing, like putting a kid in a cot and like the right way up.
Yeah, I learned that yesterday on my CT class. Yeah. They're supposed to be down at the bottom.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Then they can't wiggle
but
up
we put
blanket.
We put Basil on his front when he was asleep, because my mum did when she was a mum.
Yeah. It's always changing, though, isn't it?
Did everything change? Yeah. Oh, those 80s. Got to love those 80s. anyway, so that is our panel today. So we're here today to talk about honesty and maternity advertising. It's a campaign that we started about, I think, 5 months ago. I first mentioned it on my Instagram about how lots of brands are using foam bumps instead of using real pregnant women. Why and
stop, basically. And I guess the whole Arabella Love... No, not Arabella Love. When Arabella Chi, the Love Island model, was spotted on ASOS, that kind of gave it a bit more momentum, which made me want to take it even further because of the uproar from it all. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So, Kerry, I'm going to come to you first.
Yes.
You've seen me bleating on about honesty and maternity fashion for a while.
Yes.
What do you remember?
Which you absolutely smashed.
Oh, thank you. What do you remember when you were shopping, when you were pregnant with Ivy Coco?
I shopped very differently when I was pregnant because I just couldn't justify spending money on maternity wear that I was just going to wear for a short period of time. And I found like the prices were so much higher.
Yeah.
And at that point in time, we didn't really have disposable cash. So I was like, why am I going to spend like an extra £10 on jeans that I'm only going to wear for a certain amount of time? So I used to like have a hairband around the button of my normal jeans.
Yeah.
Just to stretch it out. That's a great trick. So I didn't do it. So I didn't have to buy like maternity jeans and big floaty dresses that I still have that I can still wear that don't necessarily need to have extra space. I just couldn't justify spending that money on clothes that I was only going to be wearing for like a 6 month period.
It's true, actually. It is such a small amount of time where we have to kind of get a new wardrobe. I think, yeah, for me, it's only been in the last kind of few months where I have got so big that it's
not an option anymore.
Yeah,
like yeah, of course.
And like, I found
some of it quite frumpy as well. Like, it wasn't my style. And I was like, hold on a second, I've got to spend more money on stuff that I don't really like. Yeah. You know, so I pretty much just went to, like, H&M, other brands are available, and just kind of, like, stocked up in, like, just, like, large size clothing, like, dresses from Zara that, you know, were just loose.
Yeah.
Just and loose
keep
stuff.
Them, keep them going.
Yeah, and as you said, your first pregnancy, you're a little bit more compact, so you can kind of get away with having floaty stuff. That's what I did.
And were you aware back then that a lot of maternity brands were using foam bumps?
I had no idea of this until I saw you speak about it, and I was like, what? That's just ridiculous. Like, it's... And I was saying, to your husband on the way here, like, they're just missing out on so much marketing because everyone would be like, oh, my God, this is amazing that you're doing this. So why are they not doing it? Why do they think this is a better route to go down? It baffles me.
It baffles me as well. I mean, you know, there are brands out there that don't, hence Mothercare, which is awesome. But we'll come on to that in a minute. But, Sylvia, you are... pregnant, 37 weeks pregnant, you're going through maternity shopping now. Have you found it all, and have you found the whole kind of being a model and being pregnant and how it works with your job and just buying maternity clothes generally?
Yeah, in the beginning I waited quite a long time to tell my agency, and I just concealed it as long as I could because all my other girlfriends that had been in the same situation said they didn't work at all.
Yes.
Even the girls that said that they had worked before with a fake bump just stopped booking work as soon as they were pregnant. So I was like concealing it for a long time, and then had a chat with my agency to sit down and say, like, listen, I am pregnant now, so let's get on the bookings.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, actually
actually
most of the time they ask for non-pregnant girls. And I was like, what?
Yeah, well, how did that make you feel? Were you just like, that can't be right, hang on, like, what?
Yeah, that was when I was like, no, this can't be right. So I contacted journalist.
Yeah.
I was like telling her about it, and she was like, why has no one done it? Like, why hasn't this been like a big blow up about? And I was like, I don't know, maybe people just don't care. So no, people do care.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people didn't realize this.
No.
And it's something that I've always known about because just being in the industry for so long, and this is my third pregnancy, so I always knew, like, I said to, you know, when my husband and I were talking about planning and having another baby, I had to say to him, I will not have an income. Are you okay with this? And he was like, yeah, you know, we'll get by. Don't worry about it. We'll manage. You know, we've done it twice before, and we'll manage. So I was always aware of it. And it wasn't until I just started saying it to people, like, mums at the school gate were like, oh, great, so you can do some pregnancy modelling now. And I was like, no, they don't really use real people. They use fake bumps. And they were like... come on, that's crazy, don't be daft. And I was like, no, seriously, they do. And it was only because of, like, people that I was talking to, they were like, no,
Yeah, you see the reaction. Yeah. You're like, because we get a bit jaded by it all.
Yeah.
Because we're just like, yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's just how it is. Yeah.
Sorry, but that's just life.
Yeah, it's the industry. And exactly.
And I did once, 5 years ago, I did do a maternity shoot with a fake bump. And at the moment, I was like, also, yeah, I did. I did.
Shocking.
And what was that like?
It was like, for me, it was a novelty at the time.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my God, this is what I would look like when I'm present.
Exactly.
Which is not true because I'm quite different.
Yeah.
From then, I'm not a size 8 when I'm pregnant.
And that's the thing is, like, you know, we can't blame the agents and the models. They're just doing their job. They're just facilitating brand's needs. Yeah. It's the brands that, you know, do need to step up or change. And there has been some change. Now, we have managed to get some brands that have now got a disclaimer on their website stating if a model is pregnant or not, which is great.
I think that's a great step in the right direction.
Yeah, but
I even still think that's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it? It's crazy.
It's just ridiculous. Why you've got models out here that are pregnant, women, like the whole thing nowadays is because of social media has totally changed.
Massively.
You know, women and bodies and our differences, diversity is massively celebrated now.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Why are they not jumping on this?
I know. And the thing is, I have spoken to a lot of brands, and of course,
you know, ASOS get praised for using women and not blowing out their stretch marks. Well, why are you not
exactly
using?
They're one of the brands that are doing good stuff.
Plus size models.
Not
editing. So why they're missing the boat here? Confuses me.
I totally agree with you, and I think seeing the industry evolve in the last 20 years, like when I first started in the 90s, all there was like, you know, stick insect models. It was all very heroin chic, and which is totally not me at all, and I was told to lose weight, and you know, you had to be a certain size. And now, you know, 5 years on, you know, everyone is celebrated, and everyone loves to say if something's unretouched, and everyone loves a hashtag no filter. But yet when it's maternity, it's just like, oh, we'll just throw on a fake bump and, you know, pretend she's pregnant. I'm like, what is going on? And there are some brands like ASOS, I know they said that they were worried about the welfare of the models.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, come on. And this is another thing. It's like, okay, so you care about the model's welfare, but what about the makeup artist and the stylist and the photographer? Like, I've been on set with pregnant team. You know, stylist was, I think she was 37 weeks pregnant, still on her feet all day, because, you know, we're freelancers.
But other people work when pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah. I worked. I called up and said, I'm going on maternity leave after I'd given birth. I was working up until, I was like, by the way, I'm not going to come into work today, so I've just had a baby, so I'm going to start my maternity leave from now. Like, I worked.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
What you see. In the hairdressers, as a hair receptionist, standing at the desk, occasionally having a stall, you know, a few extra breaks. So everyone else does it in work. So what's the...
Exactly.
And the other thing is that the thing that is most exhausting, I found at least, is that to just sit still.
Yeah.
To just sit. Like, as a model, you are lucky enough that you're on your feet.
Yeah.
And you don't actually work every day.
No, you don't
work
every day.
You just go
in
every now and then, and that's enough.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, it's not a hard job as they want to make it out to be. I'm sorry, guys, it's not that hard.
It's really hard. It's really hard.
Angles. Just work out those angles. Yeah. So much work.
We come on to Liz at Mothercare. Your Body Proud campaign was launched in February this year, which went viral, and so it should, because it's absolutely amazing. You showed the real and rawness of a new mother and celebrated it, which is something we're not really used to seeing. Bravo. Why did Mothercare feel this was an important message to put out there, and what was the response you got from it?
I think, well, it was just an amazing campaign for us to be involved in. I think the timing of it, Transport for London, we're doing a competition. We entered into that competition. We just felt the images that we did, the photographer we worked with as well, was, you know, everything sort of came together to put across this strong message to women in London, but actually across the UK, about how often do we see women really as they are. I think leading from other campaigns that have happened before, before as well, maybe what Dove did and, you know, This Girl Can. And, you know, I always think back to, and I think it was sort of building on that to do something that sort of changes perception. And for me, I think it's sort of women that are coming up that are going to be pregnant. You know, how often do they, what images are they seeing most of the time and how realistic are those images? And I think it's, we just want to, it's the normal part of being pregnant. It's a very emotional and physical journey that happens.
Absolutely.
And that's the, you know, the getting pregnant, which for lots of women as well is not straightforward. And it's going through that process to have the additional pressure on top of how am I going to be looking today, every day, or when I've had a baby, for comments to be made about, well, you know, you're 6 weeks after having a baby, or 6 months. Oh, you know, I thought you'd be this particular image or looking this particular way, or even emotionally feeling a particular way. I think it's it takes time to recover from, and it's a wonderful journey. There's lots of highs and lots of lows, and I think it's realizing to accept that. And so part of this, getting involved in showing these women that were amazingly brave to start with, wanted to come forward and do that, but found it very empowering. I think this
very
was
empowering.
And also the comments that we got, and I think what was interesting about the campaign is it hit globally. So we had comments from lots of many different mothers. It did. Mothers, parents. And you know what touched me is when somebody was thinking, you know, had a baby, I don't know, 7 months old, not so keen about getting up or feeling a little bit low about her body, and listened to this campaign and watched what was going on and saw what posts were being made and said, actually, I do feel, you know, why shouldn't I feel good? Why, you know, my body's done this amazing thing. You know, you've created this baby, you've gone through the process of what we have to go through. And I think it was just very empowering for a lot of women.
It was extremely empowering. I remember seeing it for the first time. I got off the tube, and it was in a big poster, and me and two other women stopped and actually took a picture on our phones. And it made me well up as well. Like, I literally was like, that's amazing. Because I also loved the copy on it as well. Like, beautiful, isn't she? And it was like, that's amazing. Because she is beautiful. And you're right, she's done something miraculous with her body. And there is a lot of pressure, I think, for women to kind of bounce back straight after you've had a baby, especially in our industry.
It's everywhere now. Like, it's on social media. People are, you know, talking about, oh, look, you know, 2 weeks into jeans. And when you're not, and obviously, like, you can celebrate that if you want to, but that seems to be the main goal after giving birth.
Yeah, you're so right. That's the main goal.
It baffles me, like, to be able to, you know, like, you should get up and fit into your old clothes, and it's like, why is that your goal after giving birth?
I haven't even unpacked my old clothes. I moved house and they are like in bags. I'm like,
I've never 5 years on been able to get into my old jeans, and I'm totally happy with that, because at the end of the day, I've created a human
who
means so much more to me than being able to fit into a pair of size 10 jeans.
Yeah, absolutely, she's amazing.
You know,
you're
like,
amazing.
Your whole priorities after having a kid totally change, and getting into jeans is just
And I think also it's unrealistic goals as well. I think often they're looking at, you know, they might be showing somebody that's regained, gone back to a normal size, or, you know, 6 months or something after. But at that particular person's size, that genetic makeup is where that person's going to go. Everything has an effect. And I think it's realizing that we're all quite unique. So it's going to go a particular route for us. Yeah. Really.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that I love about Mothercare is, in fact, Mothercare and another brand called, bear with me.
Baby brain.
It's the pregnancy, late pregnancy.
Tilbia.
Ooh.
Tilbia, yeah.
They have the underwear and stuff.
They are a maternity brand, but they launched like a year ago. Yeah, they
do nursing
stuff as well.
I remember the stylist had talked about them.
Yeah, and so in all my three pregnancies, I've only worked for Mothercare, which is literally like recently, and Tilbia. Apart from that, like literally pregnant with the other two, I had nothing. But what I love about Mothercare is you not only use real pregnant women, but you use women of all sizes. I did a shoot with Mothercare recently, and there was a girl who was, I think maybe a size 10, There was me, I'm a size 14 to 16. There was a lady slightly larger. And, you know, we're all wearing the jeans and the tops. And it just shows, because obviously bumps come in different shapes and sizes. Yeah. And that is another reason why, you know, we're all looking at these images of these teeny tiny models with no breasts or real bump or bums that comes with a pregnant woman. And, you know, kind of like, yeah, buy this. And I did buy clothes from ASOS and Boohoo from these models that weren't actually pregnant. And I put on the clothes that they were wearing and I put the two images side by side to see the difference of, you know, what is actually what you expect when you buy the clothes. And I mean, the whole thing is just, it just baffled me. So I'm so pleased that Mothercare are a brand that do.
But Boohoo are a massive brand who celebrate women as well. Yeah. So it's like,
Boohoo need to
celebrate all women except
sort that. But I'm gonna, it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah, I've been emailing them
like,
a lot.
It's a bit like ageism, isn't it? It's a bit like, sorry, no, you're done with now. Yeah. It's just, it's just very confusing.
It is confusing. I understand, you know, with e-commerce, there are like, they do shoot about 40 outfits a day. But as you said, you know,
I did that on my maternity shoots anyway. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like 40, like that's something, if it's something you're used to do before you got pregnant.
That's it, exactly.
You can bang them out. Yeah. You know your angles, you know your poses.
Exactly.
Like, short wonders.
Yeah, exactly.
You can understand if they can't just hire any pregnant woman for doing e-commerce. For campaigns, yes, you have a limited amount of pictures and you can work more slowly and you can have girls that are actually not models as well doing it. But e-commerce, I understand they need someone that's done it like 1,000 times before.
Yes.
But we can do that even when we're pregnant.
For me, I think the hardest part, the hardest part was still working in the first trimester.
Yeah, that's when
you're because
sick.
That's when you feel absolutely hideous. Yeah. And I didn't tell anyone that I was pregnant. And I was away shooting in Cape Town in Morocco, and no one knew. I was running to the loo, throwing up in between shots.
And
I think the makeup artist thought I had a drug problem.
You look like the type.
That's worse. Like when you hit your second trimester and you're starting to show, I felt amazing.
Yeah,
that's
when
I felt on top of the world, and I wasn't working. I was at home going, for God's sake.
And you just are so restless and itchy legs, and you just like have to do something.
I'll tell you what, I'll start a campaign. I'll change the world.
And then when I'm about to drop, I'll start a podcast.
Yeah. Oh my word. Literally, I thought I was going into labour last night.
I think the other thing that companies can sometimes miss, I think, you know, and one thing that we've certainly tried to do at Mothercare, is that you're showing the products with pregnant women wearing it, and so they can see the comfort factor, because she's really pregnant. So whether it's pregnancy jeans, or whether it's the top, or whether it's sort of, and of course, you know, sort of with different bras, you're actually showing them actually how they are, you know, going to fit and how they're going to look, and also different size models.
Especially like back shots and stuff, because when you put on the fake bump, thing.
Yes,
you
this is a good point.
You don't get so you lose some reason, like the waist from your back as well expands in a weird way.
Mm.
It's like, and you it looks so funny when someone that are not pregnant are just doing the foam on the front, and when you do the side and the back shots, it looks so funny because they have their natural waist under there.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's also how high the bump goes at times. You know, the different stages that it's going to go.
Something's all squishy, and you just see that it looks. Yeah. It's like, no, it's not going to look like
the
that.
The thing is, as well, like nowadays, obviously, like pretty much everyone has social media. Models, they all have a following. You know, like Louis, you're like basically, well, you are an influencer as well. You
I'm
know,
an
like,
influencer.
I hate that term. A social media advertiser, I prefer.
Oh, that's a good one. I prefer that.
Yeah, I always say advertising. So. These girls who are a size 8 with their foam bumps, why would they be posting those images to their social media?
Whereas
you, if you're doing a maternity shoot, you're going to be posting that to your social media.
Exactly.
So you're going to get, the brand will get more promotion from that anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very true.
It's like, even River Island have said like they pretty much don't use models now unless they have a social media following, because they benefit more from that than just having what brands want nowadays, so they miss out on that as well.
Exactly, absolutely right. So from the campaign, brands like ASOS have changed the wording on their website, which is great. You know, I mean, at least there is some a bit more transparency with the consumer and what they're buying, although it would still be lovely for them to actually use real pregnant people. I'm just going to read out what it now says on their website. And of course, I had it
We're
on my
We're too lazy to source pregnant women, so we just got out of phone bone. Is that what it says?
Oh, yeah, and this is another classic thing, which I think is
rubbish. Sauce, I still love your clothes. Yeah.
I love you, ASOS, really.
Yeah, I love you, really.
They have said that they find it really difficult to find pregnant models, which I'm sorry, I don't find. You know, all you've got to do is put a story on Instagram and you'll get, like, I don't know how many people going, I'm pregnant, use me!
And also course, just contacting the
your
agencies.
Campaign was done on Facebook, was it not?
It was, yes.
And look, how many people you got to apply, so it's not...
Yeah, it's
not
really
rocket science,
it's not
guys.
Rocket science. Like, it's totally and utterly doable.
But there's a lot of brands that also have a selective... certain amount of agencies that they work with, and they just need to expand that for pregnancy. They actually have to contact more agencies and work with more of them to have a wider choice of pregnant women.
Also, I was speaking to another brand, Seraphine, who said that they found it really difficult to find pregnant models. Like what you said, like they went to agencies and said, right, we're looking for a pregnant model. But I think a lot of agents protect their models from their existing clients, because I think some brands that aren't maternity can be like, oh, she's pregnant, she's having a baby, okay, she's now damaged goods, we can't use her now,
right?
Which does happen, because it's like, well, she won't be able to travel, and you know, and they just kind of put you into this so category, like, you're now
like a mum box,
you're put in a mum box, like, well,
you're like, are you gonna work after this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yes.
Well, it's like, yeah, that's my job, that's how I pay the bills.
But
so
again,
yeah.
All they need to do is search you on social media and they'd find out that you have kids.
Exactly.
So you can find anything out what are they protecting media? You from? Exactly. Like, you can find out everything nowadays.
Exactly.
You can find out people's menstrual cycles from social media. Do you know what I mean? So it's not exactly like
you can. Right, I'm trying to find this disclaimer, which I had. Oh, here we go. So ASOS have put on their PLC website, prosthetic bumps. It is important for us to provide our customer with the best possible experience, which includes consistency of fit when it comes to our garments. For this reason, our models wear a prosthetic bump when shooting maternity products. By using a prosthetic bump, we can standardise the fit and cut of our items to ensure that the customer receive what they're expecting when they shop.
Yeah, because all bumps are like come at a standard size when you get pregnant, don't they?
Yes, all bumps are perfect, tiny shape. But you know what? They've done that. They've done the disclaimer, and that's cool. Hopefully, in the future, they'll use real people.
To this podcast.
I'm really happy about that they do this at least, because now for a woman that are shopping for clothes, when she looks at this image, she knows that she's not comparing herself to something that's realistic at all.
That's the thing. It
she
is
won't
comparing
get the guilt
yourself.
Of not, yeah, exactly. Like, oh, yeah.
Why am I not looking like that?
Why do I not look like 25-year-old Arabella from Love Island?
But, right, exactly. Oh my god.
6'5". Why do I not look like that when I'm pregnant? Yes.
Did you watch Love Island?
No, I don't have a TV.
It's the final tonight. Oh, that's actually well, fair play.
They talk.
I get updates on jobs, though. All the makeup artists and stylists, they talk about it. So I feel like I'm kind of in the loop.
Like, you know everything, yeah.
It's the final
that.
Tonight.
Oh, it's oh.
Exciting.
Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, it's got to be Amber and Greg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I want them to win.
I like Ovi.
Greg's a good guy. Oh, yeah, I love Ovi, but India's... Oh, yeah.
So not Tommy and Monica. We're going completely off track now. Sorry. Right. Mothercare have also put a new wording on their website, and I'll read that out to you as well. It's called Body Proud Promise. At Mothercare, we always photograph pregnant models for our maternity collections. Woo! We never use fake baby bumps. Amen.
Yeah.
During
a bit
smug, huh? During pregnancy.
No slide jigs going on there.
This is the bit I love. Because this is spot on, really. It says, during pregnancy, a woman's body goes through many changes and our photography reflects the reality of the changes. We also feature models of varying stages of their pregnancy with different bump sizes so customers can see how the clothes will fit their growing baby bump. In addition, we do not digitally enhance or alter the skin on our models. I mean, that's brilliant, but I can't believe in the 21st century that's something that we actually need to write.
Yeah.
Mm. But I'm so pleased that that's actually now for anyone to see and be like, okay, that's good to know that they use real people and different sizes.
Yeah.
And spot on, like, every bump is different. We're 2 weeks apart in our pregnancies. We look so different.
Literally.
So different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
I got red hair, she got black hair.
So I'm very pleased with the way this is going. I'm kind of hoping more brands will... have new wording on their websites. And, you know, I think because there has been so much talk about this, and with the whole Love Island model as well, kind of, you know, that did give it a bit more momentum, which is great. There will be more pregnant models, hopefully, or just more honesty in maternity advertising.
And I also wanted to add that there are obviously a supply of pregnant models, because there's more brands that have only uses pregnant women, like Zara and Next. And they're massive companies, and they shoot all the time.
Yeah, Zara using actual pregnant women.
Yeah, only pregnant women.
That's good, yeah.
And that
also
is good.
Next, always.
Do so they?
You can see, like, if there's some dresses that can actually be worn for pregnant women, which, because as I said, like, without maternity wear.
Yeah, it'd be good to have, like, a lot of dresses from there.
Just like a whole range of sizes. Like, that's brilliant that Zara do that, but I have to say, Zara models are ridiculous. They're in the most, they just throw their limbs everywhere. you have no idea how anything's going to look. It's like, guys, just whack your leg up as high as you can and sit on a chair really uncomfortably. Because that is exactly going to look like Amazonian women.
They should just have a whole range of women.
Yeah, totally.
There's no, like,
totally.
They're just, you know, in the world where diversity is everything now.
Yeah.
There should just be more diversity with sizes, everything.
Amen.
Yeah, I think you don't realise how strong it is, some of the things that you're doing. It's quite funny. Last night I was looking at all your Instagram posts. Very funny one with sellotape.
Oh, really, that didn't make me laugh.
That did make me laugh.
What's that one?
I covered my head in sellotape.
I missed that one. Is that a story?
Someone did. So there's a girl on Instagram, she's brilliant, called Bad Mums Club. And on a Monday, she does create the GIF. You know, like the little GIF?
Oh, yeah, funny things.
So I was cracking up at him. I said, go on, send me one. And she sent me, like, Jim Carrey, I think it's from, like, Ace Ventura, where he
has
tape on his face.
Yeah.
Now, lots of people did this, and they just sellotaped little bits of their face. I stupidly wrapped the entire roll of sellotape around my face so tight.
Oh, my God.
And then I couldn't get it off.
Of course not. It's in your hair.
I didn't realise it was actual sellotape.
I wish you turned up like that today.
And I couldn't get it off. And you know when, like, you're in a dress, you're like, oh my God, and you start panicking. And I'm sitting there with Ivy, and Ivy's going, Mummy, oh my God, I need to cut it off. Are you okay? And I was like, oh my God, this is my life now. I'm stuck in sellotape.
I can't believe I missed that on your Instagram.
And it's in my highlights. I just thought it was one of my great life moments. I should save that.
That was really funny, you know, to watch. But I think it was the other things that you think. It was very funny, actually. You know, hop of 10 last night.
Do not try this.
No, definitely wouldn't try.
I thought we were supposed to do things like that. Stupid ideas.
I think what was good is how you're talking about your bodies. And I think you all do this a little bit as well. And actually showing what your body's like as well, which you did as also. And I think you don't realise the impact this will have on other, you know, for younger women, I mean, we know mental health wise, if you don't feel good about your body, it can cause other problems, whether that's to do with anxiety or depression. We know that a little bit more sensitive towards that when we have babies, when we go through this journey that we're going through, and also being women as well, actually, there's more, you know, it tends to be a little bit higher. And all you need is that sort of to get rather down about how you're feeling, and the images that are thrown at us all the time at the moment are, well, you know, there's an onslaught of it, really. And also the next generation definitely coming up as well. And you're talking about Love Island, those sort of things as well, which can be great fun. But actually, there's another message that's getting out there. You know, most young people that are being sort of really a bit sensible about it and sassy, they know.
Yeah.
But actually, others that are going through a vulnerable time, you know, maybe they're not quite so able to step back from it. I think even as adults, sometimes we catch ourselves. And we try to feel sometimes we're grown up. So imagine what your 13, 14, 50-year-old is going to be feeling about
it. It was quite hilarious when they said how they was going to be really diverse this year, and their diverse person was Anna.
Who basically had the
Kim Kardashian
figure.
It was just hilarious. It was like, okay. And then it was like, guys, just wait, you know, we've still got 3 weeks of the series. There'll be other people thrown in, and we're like, okay, so it's Monday, it's your final tonight, and we're still waiting for your body diverse people.
Yeah.
For me, on the side, that messages that I get quite a lot, and why I speak a lot about it, is because I get a lot of messages from people that have suffered with eating disorders that look at this, and then they get pregnant and their body changes, and for them it's already such a massive thing. So to see everything that happens on social and these
coffee products and stuff that you can take while you're pregnant now, apparently, which says on the website, do not consume while pregnant.
I mean, they call it, it's a joke.
Pregnancy tea or pregnancy coffee. And you've got these, bizarre thing.
And it's like an influencer that's got diarrhea. Like millions of followers. They've obviously been paid a packet to promote this. And you're you probably don't use that, so...
But it's not even that. But it's the impact it has on people that already have such a hang up over their body while pregnant and think, okay, I shouldn't be gaining as much weight while pregnant. When I found out I was pregnant, I went straight to the cake shop and I bought 3 cakes. I was like, I'm going to lap this right up. Probably not healthy. I don't obviously promote unhealthy eating.
Mate, it's fine. Have you seen the croissants over there, right?
I had to.
there's so many aspects from it, from all different sides of it with young girls and women. To look a certain way while pregnant, while not pregnant.
Yeah, and I think it's actually a lot of kindness between each other. I think I sadly have to say that sometimes women are not so kind to each other.
Oh, I totally agree. Totally agree.
And I think it's just realising, stepping back actually, you know, above everything, this is to do with your relationships with your baby, with your children, you know, with each other. My goodness, how you look is really the bottom of the pile. Because if you're not treating each other with respect, or you're not actually looking after each other, and this is not just your children, it's actually whatever partner, you know, ship you're in or with, if you're not looking after each other, that's equally important.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes we're, you know, focus a lot on... well, of course, we focus a lot on caring for our children, but just remember you're important as well, because you're the one that's doing the caring and looking after, and also your other half is as well. I think the other thing is with partnerships, remember sometimes it'll change. I think sometimes we've got to be careful when we do this. Well, I've done this, you've got to do that. You know, we keep score. Why would we keep score? Sometimes it's different. Sometimes you'll be doing quite a bit of it, and another time... hopefully your other half will step in to do that. And I think it's just realising that and going with the flow a bit and being kinder to yourself will go a long way, I think, actually, and helping you to feel better, you know, about yourself, actually. Yeah. Well, that's my thought
for
today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think we're going to finish it there. And we've got some questions from the general public that we're going to go to. Should we take a quick break? Welcome back to Mum's Still Got It, first ever podcast. We've got some questions from the general public about it all. First question is from Ashley Lewis. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Hey.
She asks, how have you handled negative responses to the Push It Out campaign, if any? Do you want to answer that?
No.
Ignore.
Yeah. Give you the finger. I guess the only negative, if it is negative, comments have obviously been from men.
Funny one, that.
Twats. And some men saying, oh, for goodness sake, you're just moaning about, you know, you want more work. And I'm like,
We don't really have a place to comment on it, really, because they're not growing humans.
Yeah.
So how do they know?
And also, you want more work for everyone that's pregnant.
Your family.
It's like, this is my job.
And also from every fellow model that's out there, they're going through the same exact thing.
It's just, so it's like, you know, this is what...
one of the things.
Yeah, this is how I pay my mortgage. So, yes, it's kind of a big deal if I lose my job. But anyway, it's... it's from a bloke,
you
so I bet it doesn't really count
lawyer,
anyway. Exactly, yeah. And
was it Donald Trump?
Yeah, it was Trump. Yeah, that one's from Donald Trump. Hi, Donald. Yes, that's that question, so I hope that answers that. Next question is from Emma Patton, who is also known as Finley Fox, who's another wicked Instagrammer to follow. She says, why do maternity ranges have to be so bad in capitals?
Yeah.
Wrap tops and stretchy fabrics. And then she's added that with a shocked face. People like Beyond Nine, that's the brand, have nailed it when they use real diverse women so you can actually relate to these women. Plus the clothes can be worn beyond 9 months, so better for the environment.
Yeah,
I've actually had a few questions about the whole maternity fashion and why does that have to be different.
They do really nice stuff.
Yeah, really nice. I think, you know, and I think, well, it's a difficult one. I think getting it right, and I think, you know, Mothercare really know that as well. Mm. It's a hard, very hard. But I know that in the future we're going to be working with different brands, you know, getting more different maternity in, which I think is something that I've suggested, you know, numerous times before. But I think there's also an element of, I think when you are pregnant, you know, looking at some of those pieces, whether it's the jeans, whether it's sometimes, you know, great bra, you know, looking... certainly middle to late pregnancy, you do go through a phase when you're thinking, God, I just want something to be really comfortable. But just adding the other bits on, there still can be other things that you've been wearing before, whether it's a top, whether it's, you know, accessories that you love. I think it's mixing and matching it a bit also. Mm. So doing it, being a bit sassy about how you're doing it and also not spending too much money, I think you're right. But I do think it's interesting what you're saying about models wearing some of our items, because I used to have to go to some of the shoots and the pregnant models used to come along and see some of the items they were going to put on and said, oh, I don't really like the look sometimes, especially some of the underwear or some of the knickers, yeah. You know, big knickers over the bum. And they end up wearing it and they just say, oh God, I've got to buy it. I've got to buy it. It's so comfortable. So I think there is a bit, especially if you're going through... women get backache, women get different problems during their pregnancy as well. You know, just think about your comfort, about what you're going to wear. And, you know, just look what works for you, I suppose. Mm. But I think you're right, it's because you're going to go through this for a relatively short period of time. I think the other thing is, if you do buy stuff, think about it. If you might have maybe one or two babies, think about buying something you quite like, because you'll use it again.
A pair of good skinny jeans and a pair of boyfriend jeans for maternity. Yeah. I think that those two items is a must to have.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you put in different tops.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, you can get all this, yeah, tunics and stuff from. I don't like tunics though.
So that was a bad example. Just really, really frumpy, and it's bad enough sometimes feeling like you're losing yourself while you're pregnant and only being able to use like a tiny section of your wardrobe.
Yeah,
and not being able to, because, you know, I like bright clothes. I like to get dressed up, and it makes me feel good. It makes me feel confident. That didn't change when I was pregnant.
Yeah,
I still wanted to feel good about myself. I was still working.
Especially when you're pregnant, you want to feel better.
Exactly. I still wanted to look good. I didn't want to feel frumpy. I still wanted to feel myself. You know, I wasn't pregnant who just sat there and was just like, oh, I'm just going to embrace this and just be with my bum. I was just like, no, this baby's going to fit in with my life.
Amen.
You know, that's how I was. And I felt exactly the same when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's why I didn't buy maternity wear, because it was so frumpy. It wasn't me. And I was like
some
I'm
of the patterns can be really quite questionable.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm not going to be spending money on stuff that I don't feel myself in, or I don't feel happy in, or doesn't make me feel good about myself.
And I think the other thing is as well, think about, especially when you've had the baby, you know, layered things, you know, things that you just like, but you're layering them. Then if you are breastfeeding, it just makes it a bit easier.
Yeah.
And also you can feel more comfortable, because I know some mums feel, you know, every mum feels different and confident about her body and breastfeeding. And I know it's, of course, you know, loads of women now, you know, it just don't think about it at all. But if some women are just not so sure about it, you know, if you're doing things where you've got some layers, you feel as though you're covering up a little bit, it makes you feel a bit more comfortable. And the other thing, babies feed differently. Some babies are really easy to latch on and others are not so. So when you know you've got something that there is a little bit covering you, it makes you feel sometimes a bit more comfortable.
Absolutely. All right, next question is from Tina Johnson. Hi Tina. Why does it take someone on Love Island for issues like this to get talked about properly? Well, I mean, I think anything that's in the public eye will always get a lot of attention. And, you know, it did go viral. It was everywhere. And again, it's not her fault. She's just doing her job.
I don't watch Love Island. What did she say?
Yeah, so I don't
know
either.
She didn't say anything. No,
she's this beautiful model.
Long legs.
Like Amazonian, stunning, beautiful. And she was in Love Island as a contestant. Didn't last very long, but she was spotted on the ASOS maternity website.
Well, I think actually that wouldn't have been no one would have raised that if it wasn't for that. There already were, we were talking about all of these things.
It was the tipping point, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was kind of like we started kind of talking about it, and we did get a lot of press on it, which was brilliant. And then she was spotted on Love Island and they sort of turned into a website, and then it all kind of, it was great timing actually, because it
all
kind of
blew up.
Like,
and also with the Duchess's pregnancy, it was a lot of about pregnancy and the Mothercare campaign that just been out.
Yeah.
I think it was a combination of
coming
everything
together.
Happening.
Right.
And that was just one of the many things.
Like, oh my God, has she got a kid?
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Not interested anymore, yeah, right?
No, she does not. Yeah.
Oh, she's a single mum on Love Island. Oh, how disgraceful.
Yeah, oh, hang on a minute. It wasn't real. Do you know what I mean? I'm still on it. Still on it.
Yeah. Next question from Paige and Fletcher. I hope I've said that correctly. When did you find that brands were not using pregnant models? Well, for me, I guess everyone's different, but for me, I've always known about this.
Yeah.
Just being in the industry for so long, it's always been common knowledge to me. And it's something that I've just grown up with and just thought, all right, well, that's that then. But I guess someone like Kerry, when did you find out about this?
When you shared it. I'm like, what?
Is there something that you've known about or when?
Yeah, I knew about it from always, but I didn't know that they used it in that scale.
Yeah.
I thought they would use pregnant women when they could and then just supplement with non-pregnant.
Yeah. That's a good
but
point.
It seems like it's not the case.
And Liz, what do you think about brands using foam bumps?
Well, just not so good. You know, why would you do that? Why would you anyway do that? And I think it's just, I think historically, I suppose, you know, I've worked for Mothercare for some time and I know that we've used pregnant models for years and years to do many, many of our shoots. But I think probably maybe 10 years ago, yeah, it was pregnant women were not probably on models putting themselves forward probably for the jobs. I think it was a bit different then. But I think times are changing now. So for companies to turn around possibly and say some of the things they're saying now, why would you say, what's the benefit of that? And I think you're right as well that, you know, we need to be, you know, women need to be working, whatever, women work when they're pregnant, you know, so
if
to just work.
If a man carried a child, they would not say to the man, sorry, you're out of work now.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Like, they would still be, as I said, I worked up until the day she dropped, so.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an easy bath.
I did also think it was a bit sad.
Shot out over the hill, my life. You know, so there's no reason why a model can't stand there and have their, not, you know, but
yeah, we look at, like, as nurses, teachers, they're on their feet all day, you know, they don't lose their jobs just because they're
and if
pregnant.
You do feel not feel up for the job, you just tell your agent.
Exactly. Yeah, just say I'm not for it.
I don't feel right doing this. I don't feel tired.
And also, but there are models that aren't pregnant, and this is going off on one now, but there are models that aren't pregnant that are on set. And, you know, you do get some models go, oh, I've got my period, I don't feel very well, I'm going to go.
Well,
and
I'm hungover,
you know,
that's hung the biggest one.
Or I've got a flight to catch and I didn't know about it. And then you got the client phoning the agency saying, quick, send us another model. And, you know, obviously agencies have models on tap. So, you know, there's always, you know, it can be done.
But I did think it was sad when you were saying that there's maybe occasionally some models that tell their agent they don't want to let other people know that they're pregnant because work might, for some odd reason, you know, when they've got a baby. Mm. And I think that's also something that I think is just...
Yeah, image.
That is.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's true. That is true.
It's a tough one.
Yeah. But I would love to see a man try and be pregnant. That would be brilliant.
Next time on Mama Still Got It.
Yeah, right. Okay, two more questions. This one is from Jade Warnes. Hi, Jade.
Hello.
She says, companies are starting... No, she's not saying that at all. I read that wrong. She says, companies are stating when a bump is fake, but how is this helping pregnant models work? Well, I guess in that case, it's a step in the right direction.
They've still got a long way to go.
There's still a long way to go with using... more pregnant models and models of all different sizes, which, you know, hopefully with this awareness now, it will start to happen. And
I'm pretty sure if they said to all their customers, let's do a poll.
Yeah,
would
right.
Would you prefer to see a pregnant woman working in the clothes, in the maternity clothes, or a foam bump?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I did a poll on my stories.
They're going to prefer to have...
Yeah,
pregnant woman working.
Yeah, I did a poll on my stories, actually. I did, you know, what would you prefer to see? And it was like the percentage thing. And it said like 98% would rather see a real pregnant person. And then the 2%, I had a look
Press
and I was like...
Is that Larry?
I pressed the wrong one. I was like, okay, you're
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Do not want to see that.
Yeah, Donald Trump and Boris, no, I'm not having that.
I don't know, I feel like Boris might want to see that.
Well, God, actually, he knows what they're
into,
to be honest with you.
And last final question, how long are you taking off work and how do you feel about going back to work with a baby? Well, for me, I basically went on maternity leave when I was 17 weeks pregnant, so I really feel like I'm ready to go back to work. But I guess, you know, as Sylvia said earlier, modelling is not every day, so I guess it depends on how you feel.
Breastfeeding is going as well.
Yeah, and like, you know, I've you know, been on jobs before with a baby and breastfeeding, and you know, then they sleep and you can shoot, and you know, it can be doable. It is doable.
That's it. I think that's it. We're going to wrap it up there, ladies. Thank you so much
for having us.
I'm going to go and give birth right now. And no, thank you. It's been brilliant, and I hope that you listeners have enjoyed it too. Cheers.
See ya.
Wow, I am so happy with the way that just went. That was my first ever podcast. I think it actually went better than I thought it was going to go. I didn't go into labour, which is also a good bonus. Thanks again to Kerry Northcott, mother to Life of Ivy Coco is her Instagram, Sylvia Flute and Liz Day from Mothercare. Thank you so much. If you liked it, please let me know what you thought. I'd like to know what else you want to talk about. Send in what you want to talk about, any questions. If you don't follow me, I'm on Instagram, Mama Still Got It. And please subscribe to this podcast on the platform that you use. Thank you, and I really hope we can do this again. All right, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.